You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
On this first day of the new trading week, the JSE has just closed its doors, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. And this podcast is proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Greg, we start with the Stock Exchange new service announcements, and we go back to a couple of companies that we spoke of this morning on the opening, and that is number one, the JSE Limited, and number two, Invicta. Let's start with the JSE, because that's the one that has a morbid fascination for both of us.
John, you picked up on this some months back, or at least a month or so, when you were interviewing Mrs. Newton King, mm-hmm. And mentioning her to, about the volumes being lower, and so the earnings between 25% and 35% lower. But the market took a dim view of all of this, knocked the share back 9.5%, trading at R133.92. Sure. Value of that trade R102 million. So it's considerable in the sort of ecosystem of that JSE shares, probably 4 or 5 times higher than the average daily value.
It's an interesting one, actually. What is the shareholding of the JSE, Greg? I mean, the JSE rights, tell us a brief history of the JSE rights.
It's a lot of sad stories, but basically, I mean, the members held JSE rights. In order to be a stockbroker, you had to have 3 JSE rights. It was almost, you couldn't be a member unless you had the wherewithal to put some money together.
Okay, so your father, B.C. Davies, was a stock, he owned a stockbroking firm. He was a member of the exchange. He had the rights as well.
Yes, he had these 3 rights. And then when the JSE sort of demutualized, went from being a member-owned business to a publicly owned business, those were converted into shares. Right. And I think initially it was around about 60 cents. And it's funny how brokers are, and we probably, you know, grumpy old men, but no one really believed in this story. And so a lot of people sold way too early. Mm-hmm. And Yanni Mutanda from PSG, he was clever enough to work it out that obviously this is a monopoly and where else are we going to really trade and all those cliches. And so, I mean, if you'd held it from then, and then I'm talking about the mid-90s, then you would be doing quite well overall, but it's seen higher levels and it's probably going through a difficult patch at the moment.
So your late father actually sold these a little bit too early, is that what you're saying?
I'm avoiding that question way too early, yeah.
Okay. We'll move on to Invicta then. Let's talk about Invicta, because their results came out, and because of acquisitions, the results were skewed with some very glamorous numbers of increases in this and massive increases in that. But the share price was down, people not impressed with these numbers.
Yes, I mean, again, letting the market down, the share price down 5.5%.
Gosh.
Trading at R23.30. I'm just looking back, and I think we should just do this. Back in 2016, the share price was closer to R70, so it has fallen back a long way.
Yeah, it has indeed. And I've read you the opening statement, but basically it says every single sector of the business where they do business in South Africa did badly, and 76% of their revenues come from South Africa, so a very sad story there. Greg, I'm going to test you now. This is our daily test of companies that are slightly obscure. Sabata Holdings Limited, trading statement.
Not a clue. Can't even give you the code.
SEB, I'll give you a clue there, and then maybe you can have a look at it. What is Sabata Holdings Limited?
I don't know. It didn't trade today. Okay. Last trade was at R2.61 bid and R4 offered. It's a reasonable market cap, $459 million.
The continued EPS is 131.93 cents, reflecting an increase of 60% or 80%, excuse me, compared to the continued EPS of 73, etc. So the significant increase in continued earnings per share is a result of the disposal of the NOSA group of companies. Yeah, I'm still not any the wiser. I'm just trying to find out what it is. But anyway, it's Mercantech Capital is the sponsor, and it's based in Johannesburg. But tough trading, government spending. Yeah, no. Okay, the next one is one I can't even pronounce. Etion. It's either Etion or Etion.
What's the code there?
it's a very pertinent question, but Etion. Well, just try ETI. I don't know. Here we go. I'll try and find it while you're fiddling around there.
Etion.
Etion Limited.
See, this is why the JSE is where it is. All this nonsense which is listed. which nobody knows about.
There we go. Yeah, ETO is the code, and it came out with a trading update today. We need to know about these companies. This could be the next Dimension Data for all we know.
Could be. It traded at 27 cents, market cap of 152 million. Come, I'm just looking back in 2017. It was trading at about 1.70 rand.
Right.
So it has been coming down.
It says here, shareholders are advised that the company is currently finalising its results for the year ended 31st of March, and advises that headline earnings per share are expected to be a loss of between half and three quarters of a cent, or more than 100% lower compared to the corresponding period of 7.26 cents. The decrease in earnings can be attributed to the subdued economic environment, which contributed to blah, blah, blah.
You could cut and paste that. Just about every company sends announcements.
Yeah.
The difficult economic conditions and so on. Everyone's using that story.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get back to the real JSE now. And I think if you could possibly give us the closing prices of the indices that we follow, Greg.
Yes. I mean, the bank's down 1.3%. Financials down 1.3%. Industrials down just over 2%. Retail is down 1.6%. The gold index, the only one really solidly in green, up 3.3%. Platinum's up 0.75%. Resources up 0.75%. That left the all share down 0.45%. 265 points lower at 58,676. Overall, really disappointing, Dave. Again, on the volume, 13.7 billion. Mm.
Yeah, it's one of those days, you know, I can sense when there's some vibrancy in the economic world in South Africa, because I get lots of emails and phone calls and things. Will you do this interview? Will you do that? I've had absolutely nothing today. It's been a desert. It really has.
Well, yeah, you're fielding a lot of questions from clients and investors and saying, why is the market so weak today? And, you know, why specifically? But I can only imagine there's a basket of sort of SA Inc. shares that had to get sold today. I mean, some of the names, now we will go through the top five, but just something like Bidvest down 4%, Imperial down 5.9%, Supergroup. That's 3% down, but gee, it's just, I mean, something like Grinrod. I mean, things which you don't normally look at, down 8% Grinrod. So the locals, you know, the local facing stocks all really getting a clattering today.
So what you think is, someone in the emerging market field is in Frankfurt or New York or London or something, and just said, you know what, I'm going off to Greece for a month. Let's just get rid of South Africa because it's not a meaningful part of my life.
Yeah, or perhaps just emerging markets in general, where they're lighting up and shifting to another space. I mean, if it wasn't for gold stocks, there'd really be nothing positive to say about the JSE today. I also think something to somewhat almost a Blue Monday effect. You come in on Monday, and the first thing you see is the JSE numbers are pretty poor, and we obviously all make money out of the JSE. And so, you know, that sort of set that sort of a negative tone really in people's minds. Plus, we lost at cricket as well.
Yeah, you lost five games and now going back home. And I saw a tweet this morning from somebody who said this is probably the worst South African one-day team he's ever seen in his life. And I wouldn't dispute that.
Back in the 80s, when there was sporting isolation, there was the Transvaal team was called the Mean Machine.
Oh, yeah.
And you had Graham Pollock and Spook Hanley. And they would have taken apart any of these teams that are at the current World Cup. But, you know, that's seen through my 13-year-old eyes, I'm sure.
Dollar rand 14.36, British pound against the rand 18.27, and the euro rand is 16.35, with euro dollar 113.90. Again, dollar edging its way lower in very, very thin conditions, though, I must say. If we have a look at the overseas stock markets, we've got the Dow Jones up around about 53 points at the moment, or 0.2%. NASDAQ is flat, S&P 500 just slightly higher. FTSE in London is 0.2% to the good, but it really is subdued stuff. Summer in the Northern Hemisphere. Okay, the gold price. This is something to cheer about. The gold price, Greg, is $1,410 an ounce, up $11 in the last 24 hours, or 0.8%. Platinum is barely changed at 810.5, and palladium is up $17 to $1,516 per ounce, with the oil price slipping back a bit on some soothing words between US and Iran. $64.77 for Brent crude, down 1.3%. Greg, we've got to look at those share prices that you spoke about earlier, i.e., and let's start with the downside, because some startling numbers there. Grindrod and Bidvest really caught my eye, or caught my ear, actually.
Yes, I mean, the top five down, let me rattle them off. JSC down 9.9, as we spoke about. Imperial down 5.9. I mean, I mentioned that without looking at the screen. Sappi down 4.8. Cap, I mean, that was the one which gave the trading update almost at the close of play on Thursday. And that down another 4.5%, 5.40. Bidvest, don't know why they're battering this one, 195.44. I mean, even sort of 2 weeks ago, that share was close to 220 rand. So it's really been clobbered, excuse me.
Clobbered, yes, it has done. And just tell me about Grindrod, because that's not on the list. But you said Grindrod down. I know that World Trade is starting to show signs of slowing down, and that is a lot to do with their business, although a lot of their rates are booked years in advance. But, yeah, people not liking Grindrod. What's the story with that one, price-wise?
Yeah, the share moved down 54 cents. It closed at 6.11, which is 8.1%. Well, keep in mind that Remgro owns 22% of it. And there's some talk that may change.
Oh, you mean they're going to get rid of it?
I never said that.
Sibanye on the upside, 5% higher. AngloGold Ashanti, 3.5% to the good. Harmony, 3.3% to the upside. African Rainbow Minerals, a 2.2% gainer, as was Goldfields. Look at that. Just like the old days on the JSE, Greg. Look at those things. Top five, all digging stuff out of the ground.
Incredible moves. And that's the way with these things is, you know, market is a discounting mechanism of the future. And it's obviously seeing the gold price to continue going higher. Perhaps a weakening rand, so your rand gold price going better. People are underweight in these type of counters. As brokers, we're always trying to get great returns for the clients. And this might be the only space you can do it for the rest of this year.
And just remind us what the volume was in the JSE today on a really, really torturously slow day.
Yeah, just almost to emphasize the JSE's as a share's woes, 13.7. But I think we've both noticed them. Mondays are generally lower volumes.
Greg Davis is the chief trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.